10,000 baby boomers a day are turning 65. And that's for the next 19 years. So get ready to explore various topics such as healthy aging, elder care, boomer and senior lifestyles, and more to keep us all moving forward on our aging journey. You're listening to Aging Info Radio, presented by Emeritus Senior Living Communities, for boomers and seniors aging but not growing old. Without further ado, Aging Info Radio. And here's your host, Susan Wacky.
While the human brain weighs an average of 3 pounds, it has 100 billion neurons with 1.5 pints of blood traveling through it every minute and over 100,000 miles of blood vessels, capillaries, and other transport systems that help with the 1 quadrillion connections, which is only a few reasons why you want a healthy and active brain. Welcome to Aging Info Radio, and we meet again. You can stream our show live on the web by going to aginginforadio.com. Well, I've learned that a calm brain is a healthy brain, and today our show is all about the brain, and I have a number of expert guests who will be joining me. And my first guest is Stephen Jay Fogel. He is a longtime student of human behavior and development, and he's also the author of a book called Your Mind is What Your Brain Does for a Living. Welcome, Stephen Fogel, to Aging Info Radio.
Thank you. I feel very careful. I feel very comfortable on Aging Radio because I know I'm aging.
You're probably a boomer.
Well, I was born in 1942.
All right. Well, there you go. You're definitely a. I think that's 1946.
I'm right on the cusp of boomer.
Right. You're right on the cusp of the boomer, senior boomer. Well, let's talk about your book. Your book is very interesting. And, you know, there was a part in it talking about our inner child and why we might want to put our inner child on a timeout. What do you mean by this?
Well, let me go back just a little bit so we get a little focus on this. We all have a voice in our head, and the voice in our head is pretty much what we, the thinker, the person with the thoughts, it's what communicates between us and our central nervous system and all of our operating systems. And when we are calm, when you were talking about that, a calm brain is a good brain, then all the functions have their opportunity to contribute what they need to contribute on a basis where the flow is just good for everybody participating. When we get into what Carl Jung referred to as a complex, which is he talked about things like a mother complex or a father complex, and what that would be so, you know, like you're at work and the boss starts giving you a dirty look and pointing his finger at you, and you know this is the school principal giving you a lot of trouble, and all of a sudden, where all of those parts of your brain could communicate freely, fear comes up. It goes to your amygdala, which is a part of your central nervous system. That's the part where fight or flight goes, and it's telling you to either fight or flight. And nothing else is on your screen at that time other than dealing with what you perceive of as that threat.
So now,
when you're in a complex, it's just you're so engrossed in that fear that you block off all other thoughts. So an example of that would be that same boss who's pointing his finger at you and giving you a dirty look makes you think you're going to get fired. And a bunch of thoughts will come up in nanoseconds. You'll have all sorts of things. It may be, gee, I'm going to get fired. How am I going to pay for the car? It may be I've got a vacation coming up. Maybe I should cancel it. It may be that, gee, this guy's a terrible guy. Maybe I should go to his boss. All in the of a second. So usually the one that's responding while you're in a complex is your teenage or your child self.
That's where the timeout comes in. So what you're saying is you learn how to kind of resolve these long-term dysfunctional relationships that occurred years ago that are still running your life today.
Yes. So what you want to do is the timeout would be like rebooting your computer when it's crashed.
Okay.
When it reboots, your adult self can come in and say, look, what's the worst that can happen?
Okay. That was my next question. How do you differentiate between the adult child voice and the inner child voice?
When you are attached to the decision, you were in your child's voice. When you were unattached to it, you were in your mature voice. Again, with the guy with the pointing your finger at you, the boss, you think your life's over in that second. That's mm-hmm. your child who's so fear-based. When you're in your adult part, you say, okay, I never particularly cared for that guy anyway, and I have another job offer, and maybe I need some 2 or 3 months for a vacation.
Yeah, you kind of get a grip on it. I'm here with Stephen J. Fogel, and his book is Your Mind is What Your Brain Does for a Living. It says unlock your brain's potential to transform your life. I mean, there's so many things that goes on with that inner voice. And, you know, I call my voice a committee, Stephen. I feel like, you know, it could get really loud, and if it's going to get that loud, it needs to sing to me.
Sing to you?
Yes.
But wait a minute. Is it Rigoletto singing? Is it singing a love song, or is it doing some of that urban hip-hop where it's vicious?
Oh, it just depends on the day and where I'm at and what I'm doing. But
okay, when it gets vicious, you're in your child. When it gets to be a love song, you're probably in your calm self.
Well, there you go. Well, how do we take control as an adult when this does happen? What are some of your tips here?
Well, there's two main things that one has to accomplish before you can master control over it. The first thing is you have to get to the point where you own that the voice in your head is not you. The voice in your head is your operating system, and you, the you that is you and the you that is me, some people refer to it as our higher self, some of it refer to it as our conscious. If you're religious, you see godliness in it. But we all have a part of us that knows right from wrong instinctively.
Mm-hmm.
So what we need to do is when the voice in the head is running us, we will never make good decisions. So you've just used I forget your exact word, but it was like you have your chorus singing to you.
Committee.
Yes, you have your committee singing to you. So if you believe that you are the committee, you're stuck.
Mm-hmm.
If you get to the point where you say, I have a committee telling me what to do, I'm going to listen to the various committee members, what they have to say, then I'm going to weigh which is the best alternative, then I am going to choose, I'm committed to go with this one. When you do it that way, you are being mindful and thoughtful, and you're not attached to whether, you know, to what any committee member said. The opposite is one of the committee members says, like what's going on in the Middle East right now today, they killed three of mine, I better kill three of theirs.
Mm-hmm.
Then you are attached to revenge. When you are attached to something, you're not thinking clearly. So the first thing you need to do is to know that the voice in your head is not you. It's just your committee.
Oh, there you go. Well, I would think that this also allows you to disengage with some of the negative thinking or the negative thoughts that go through.
That's the second thing.
Okay.
The second thing is you have to master that one's feelings are not facts.
Mm-hmm.
Again, with the example of the boss that points his finger and gives you a dirty look. If you immediately come to the conclusion that he hates me and you make that into a fact, then you're going to be belligerent, you're going to be defensive, you're going to just back yourself into a corner. If you say, I have a feeling he doesn't like me, but I'm not really sure, I'll ask him, then you have all your options open.
Mm-hmm.
So the first thing is don't believe what your committee's yelling at you until you've thought it through. And the second thing is just because you think something, don't think it's real. You have to check it out.
Right. Well, I know that scientists are discovering a lot of that we have the ability to rewire our brains to make
us a
whole lot happier. And I'm sure you address some of this. I haven't read all of your book, but I've read parts of it in your book, correct?
Well, yes. What you're talking about there is the concept of neuroplasticity. And what that is in your introduction, you were talking about the billions of neurons we have. And we're born with billions and billions of neurons, and these are kind of like the little soldiers that get together, or the workforce of the brain, who join forces and make teams and cooperate with other villages of neurons, and that's how everything gets done inside our head. So we used to think, like as an example, if we had a memory, that memory was carved in stone. It would come up every time the same way. Now what we know is the neurons are in, I use the metaphor, they're like in a box. Mm-hmm. If you want to have that memory, you open the box, the neurons regroup together, reform the memory. When you're done with the memory, they get a secretion chemical that allows them to go back into the box. Hence, why our memories shift is over time, they reform themselves differently.
Oh, it's so great, Stephen, that this is on the forefront and we are learning so much about neurosciences. And once again, I'm with Stephen J. Fogel. His book, Your Mind is What Your Brain Does for a Living, and his website will be posted at Aging Info Radio. Stephen, I could talk to you my whole show, but I have other brain guests coming on to talk about more about the brain. But thank you so much for joining me today on Aging Info Radio.
Oh, it was a pleasure. Thank you.
All right. Coming up next, I've got another guest. You want to stay right here on Aging Info Radio. We're going to talk about stimulation in brain waves. Coming up next.
Wherever you live, you want to feel connected and cared for, and that's the environment we create every day at Emeritus at Burr Ridge, one of Chicagoland's highest-rated senior living communities. Our community offers a full range of services from assisted living to skilled nursing. We also offer one of the most successful short-term rehab programs in the area. And now, for a limited time, we are offering value-priced suites. Emeritus Senior Living, where our family is committed to yours. Give them a call at 630-920-2900 or visit us at emeritus.com. Stop in and take a tour.
You're never alone with family-owned Partners in Senior Care. We provide seniors with compassionate home care. Our caregivers can help your loved one at home with companionship, bathing, transportation, and lots more to make things easier. Let our family take care of your family. Partners in Senior Care. Call us at 847-548-1330. That's 847-548-1330. Or visit us on the web at partnersinseniorcare.com. That's partnersinseniorcare.com.
When you retire, how much is your Social Security check going to be? You have a good idea, right? You could be dead wrong. While claiming your benefits seems simple enough, there are actually 567 ways to do it. Don't make a mistake and leave up to 72% of your benefits on the table. Come to an O'Connor & Associates free weekly seminar, and you'll get access to advice on how to maximize your benefits from Social Security. Call 800-429-9615 to reserve your seat now. That's 800-429-9615.
Meeting the needs of my family and career are what I prepared for. Caring for my parents was not. So when the time came to consider how they would spend their later years, I was overwhelmed with questions. That's why I turned to Brookdale. With 12 communities in the Chicagoland area offering all senior care options, Brookdale has solutions close to home. So start the conversation about your parents' plans for tomorrow today. Online at brookdalechicago.com. That's brookdalechicago.com.
And now, back to Aging Info Radio. For boomers and seniors aging, but not growing old.
Yes, we are talking about a healthy and active brain today and surprising brain foods. There are many, but here's one. Daikon, also known as white radish, is known for the highest level of brain antioxidants. Make sure when you're in the produce department of your grocery store, you pick up some daikon. And my next guest is Jeffrey Gignac. He is a brainwave stimulation engineer and scientist that creates audio and visual tracks causing specific brain stimulation. Right, Jeffrey? Welcome to Aging Info Radio.
That's right, Sue. Thank you so much.
My brain wouldn't let me get the word out. Specific. There we go. But that's what you do. You create these audio and visual tracks. Let's talk about this.
Sure, yeah. What this technology is, it's called brainwave stimulation, and we use specific frequencies through sound and visuals to stimulate various aspects of the brain to improve cognitive functioning, memory, to passively exercise the brain. One of the great things about this technology, and it does it so well, is that it helps to increase cross-hemisphere communication between the hemispheres of the brain. And why is that important? Well, what we find is that the vast majority of negative emotions, fear, stress, anxiety, overwhelm, all that stuff causes the electricity to get bundled up on one side of the brain or the other. This is what we see when we're taking pictures of the brain and using EEGs. And when we use this technology at specific times in the right way,
it causes cross-hemisphere communication. In other words, it bounces electricity in the brain from side to side, and it begins to unwind that trapped electrical activity in the brain to expand throughout the brain, and also blood flow as well. Where the blood flow is, so is the electricity. Where the electricity is, so is the blood flow. And what this means is that we can expand blood flow in the prefrontal cortex, which is often constricted when we have negative emotions.
Now, this is so interesting, and I'd like to know how you got involved with studying the brain and why, you know, brainwave is a little bit different than, or you call it brainwave entrainment is different than the stimulation or the wave stimulation. What is that all about?
Well, I can answer the first question, I guess, how I got into this was, mm-hmm. well, really specifically, is it all started when I was really young. I was going in, when I was in grade school, I was diagnosed with learning disabilities and all these developmental delays, and my parents, being psychologists, and knowing a little bit about neuroscience, were able to help me. And I, you know, it took me a few years of them working with me again and again and again, taking me to get EEG readings and noticing what was going on electrically in my brain. And all the work they did with me made it all come together, you know. So by the time I was going into grade 7, suddenly I was able to take tests like normal people. I didn't have to go through speech therapy anymore. Everything just worked. And so what happened is that I was, even though I was really young, I was really quite aware. It was the work they did. This, it was brain science that helped me out. And so it installed in me a really big passion to research and do whatever I could so that we could easily help people instead of going through the years of struggle that I did. So, this happened really young, but I never looked back. I started studying hypnosis and then neurolinguistic programming, then psychology and then neuroscience, and I developed a technology that is radically different than what's typically used today. Brainwave entrainment is what is typically sold or delivered today. Even though it's gaining momentum and gaining popularity, it's quite a bit different than brainwave stimulation. Although they're created using the same technology, there's a major difference. Brainwave entrainment is normally designed to stimulate the brain for the purpose of creating what's called a frequency-following response. In other words, we want to create stimulation that tries to force the brain into a particular frequency range, and that can do a lot of good. But in my research, I found that simply using all the raw data, people have been studying EEGs for nearly 100 years with ever greater precision, and we know that certain stimulatory frequencies and patterns provide a lot of great benefits. And so my experience and research has showed simply stimulating, giving people those frequencies rather than trying to force them into a particular frequency, simply just giving it to them mm-hmm. through the auditory system or the optic pathway actually produces much better results in less time. So that's the key difference between stimulation alone and entrainment.
And if you're listening, you can go to Jeffrey Gignac, GIGNAC.com, and he's giving away a brainwave stimulation download. You can choose between Divine Connection or Calm and Confident. They both sound so great. I would also think, Jeffrey, that this really does make a huge difference in the area of focus or aging, overall creativity, health. I'm sure by doing these brainwave stimulation programs, it definitely helps. And one of your programs is a 10-minute turnaround, correct?
That's correct.
Tell us about that.
Well, the 10-minute turnaround's got a neat little history, you know, because I created it because someone really dear and important to me in my life started suffering with a generalized fear and anxiety problem. And it was really affecting her overall health and her overall happiness, so much so that she ended up having to be rushed to a specialty clinic to treat some of the physical problems because the level of stress and anxiety that she experienced in her life, and this person, by the way, is my mother.
Mm-hmm.
So she's very important to me. And what happened is that when people experience stress and fear and anxiety and to an extreme level, all these negative brain chemicals and body chemicals start to do and can do irreparable damage. GABA stripping and all these really terrible things that affect memory. And she became very sick, and they were able to save her. But again, still having this problem, I wanted to develop something that would really help, because she had spent, tens and thousands and thousands of dollars trying to get help for this. And being somebody that comes from a background of psychology, you'd never expect, someone like that to have this problem. But sometimes it happens, right? And nothing seemed to work with her at all, nothing. And in studying the brain, I really started to understand this, because when we look at people's brains when they're experiencing stress, fear, and anxiety, we see that the blood flow constricts away from areas of the brain that really help us feel good, that elevate our mood. It constricts away from areas of the brain, like the prefrontal cortex, that allows us to think things through. That's that self-governance area that allows us to make really good decisions, to look at life and even the troubling situations and say, you know what, it's not that bad. I can handle it. I can access creativity and work through it. But when the blood flow is constricted away from those areas of the brain that are used for those purposes to make good decisions, we can't think our way out of the problems,
mm-hmm.
right? Because the brain is compromised. And so every modality that she was using and people were trying to use with her was a thinking modality. In other words, use step one, here's step two, think about things this way. You got to train your brain to think, positively. Well, it's very hard to do when the blood flow and the electrical activity isn't in those areas of the brain responsible for that activity.
Mm-hmm. So
right?
Your 10-minute turnaround, we're going to have to speed this up because we're coming up to the clock here. Your 10-minute turnaround actually allows for the relaxation to kick in and during that time to stimulate the brain waves?
Yeah. So what the 10-minute turnaround does in a nutshell is that it's a process wrapped around brainwave stimulation technology. So the process involves something called a physical pattern interrupt that people can use while experiencing stress, fear, and anxiety. And then right away they move to a 10-minute technology process and then to what I call the reinforcement stage. It only needs to take about a minute or so, and we explain it quite simplistically and easily to use. And as a result, we're able to desensitize fear and stress and anxiety responses, triggers, very quickly. And we captured all this on tape with EEG readings with my mother, and we did before and after and baselines. And you're able to see in real time this video, the power of the technology in this process. And through it, we were able to desensitize one of our strongest triggers inside of 15 minutes.
Wow. Well, Jeffrey's website is jeffreygignac.com. It will be posted at aginginforadio.com. Jeffrey, you are on to something with the brainwave stimulation. Thank you so much for being my guest today on Aging Info Radio, and we will be in touch.
All right, thank you.
And coming up next, I have another guest. She's going to talk more about the brain and how it works and all the great things about that are on the forefront, especially with memory. This is Aging Info Radio, and we'll be right back.
Healthy Paws Pet Insurance is the number one customer-rated pet insurance for dogs and cats. Healthy Paws provides comprehensive coverage for accidents and illnesses, unlimited benefit with no caps, and affordable premiums. Listeners receive a lifetime discount up to 10% when they sign up online by clicking the Healthy Paws Pet link at agingimforadio.com. Healthy Paws Pet Insurance is about the same as a cup of coffee a day. So well worth it. Right, Daisy?
We've worked hard for everything we have. Now it's time to do our estate plan. To be honest, we're just lost. I hear different things from different people. One lawyer wanted $5,000. Why is it so expensive? I'm really worried.
Estate planning doesn't need to be complex or expensive. Call Chicago Title Land Trust Company for a free consultation and attorney referral. 888-878-7856. That's 888-878-7856.
Chicago Health is Chicagoland's premier healthcare magazine, providing insightful and interesting content on a variety of health-related topics like disease, treatment, lifestyle, the business of healthcare, innovative medicines, technology, and more. It currently prints 2 issues annually and publishes new, original stories regularly at ChicagoHealthOnline.com. Chicago Health Magazine, real patients, real doctors, a great resource. Be an advocate for your best health at ChicagoHealthOnline.com. That's ChicagoHealthOnline.com.
Get ready to chart the course and set sail at the 19th Annual Senior Lifestyle Expo. With over 100 exhibitors, great seminars, fun activities, and fabulous entertainment on the Lido Deck, there's going to be something for everyone. Make your plans now to be at the Drury Lane Oakbrook Terrace on August 26th and 27th from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. Visit SeniorLifestyleExpo.org for all the details. Don't miss the boat. See you there.
Wherever you live, you want to feel connected and cared for. That's the environment created every day at Emeritus Burr Ridge and Emeritus Prospect Heights, two of Chicagoland's highest rated senior living communities. Whether you're an independent senior looking to reap the rewards of an active, hassle-free lifestyle, or you need additional assistance with activities of daily living, short-term rehab, or the services of a skilled nursing facility, their dedicated caregivers are here to help ensure you or your loved one is leading a purposeful life in a place you'll be proud to call home. At Emeritus, they're passionately committed. Now is the time to embrace the caring and comfort you've earned from a life well lived. And now for a limited time, they're offering value priced apartments. For your own personal tour, call 630-920-2900 or 847-797-2700. That's 630-920-2900 for Burr Ridge or 847-797-2700 for Prospect Heights. For more information, visit emeritus.com, Emeritus Senior Living, where their family is committed to yours.
This is my kind of town. Chicago is my kind of town. Chicago is my kind of people too.
You're listening to Aging Info Radio with your host, Sue Sawacki.
Chicago is.
And for my Sue Says today, sponsored by Healthy Paws Pet Insurance, how you treat people is their karma, and how you react to it is yours. We are talking about brain health and fitness today, and here's another surprising brain food, lentils. They are high in folic acid and important for brain plasticity. Well, my next guest is Beverly Sanborn. She is a licensed clinical social worker and gerontologist. She's also the vice president of program development for Belmont Village Senior Living. And she's designed and implemented a team for the MBA club there, the Mind-Body Awareness to Maintain Mental Fitness. Welcome, Beverly, to Aging Info Radio.
Thank you. I'm happy to be here.
You have quite the resume. I mean, you have a lot of background in brain health and, you know, with so much going on with Alzheimer's and dementia and, you know, keeping our brains fit. I mean, this mind-body awareness club sounds great, but let's talk a little bit about, you know, brain health and mental fitness because we hear so much about it.
Yes, brain health is probably one of the most popular topics today. So you're going to hear a lot about it now and more, even more in the future. But the question is, what is brain health? What are we really doing to create brain health? And why does it matter, I think, is probably the issue. And what we found is that fairly recently in the research literature, that when people maintain a mental fitness program, they can maintain a healthy brain even when there is some mild memory loss. So it's probably still the only protection against memory loss that exists. There's no cure for Alzheimer's and there's no cure for dementia. So the only protection that we have is to maintain a healthy brain doing a rigorous mental fitness program. So I think that's one of the reasons that it's so popular.
Yeah, I could see that. I mean, people are really realizing, kind of like the body, the brain's the same thing. If you don't use it, you lose it.
That's right. That's true. And very much like the body, where it has to be, you have to challenge your body. It can't be just doing a simple thing like gently walking across the room and call that aerobics. It has to be raising your heart rate and sweating and what have you. The same is true with the brain. You have to stretch your brain with something that's new to the brain. It has to be, that's really critical. It has to be new, and it has to be a mental stretch, or it's not mental fitness.
And that's actually like learning a new instrument, or, I mean, that may be way out of the box for some, but even doing different crossword puzzles, I've heard, really does stimulate the brain. Do you have any tips there in the mental fitness area?
Well, one of the things that I think we need to remember with what we call whole brain mental fitness is that all of those crosswords, Sudoku, all this kind of thing, are very good. These are excellent for the brain, but they're not enough. They're what they call in statistics a necessary but not sufficient condition. It's not enough. When you're really talking about whole brain fitness, you're talking about a comprehensive program that involves physical exercise as well as mental stimulation, and then a diet that involves a lot of antioxidants. And interestingly enough, research here, Rush has done quite a bit of research on the area of the importance of the social connections that we have as well. The sense of purpose and social connections, are all of these are very important for mental fitness. Quite frankly, of all of them, the most important thing you can do is physical exercise. You need to do aerobics and weight training.
And that is to stimulate the brain, just to get the blood flowing and new cells produced and oxygen to the brain, is what you're saying.
Yes, exactly right. It's really the same regimen that the American Heart Association recommends for a healthy heart. In fact, the diet, if you follow the American Heart Association diet and exercise program, those two components are basically identical, the healthy heart and the healthy brain. But then the healthy brain adds to that. Again, as I say, the social component is very important, and the mental fitness exercises. You would add that in as well.
You know, it's so great that we're actually studying this because, I mean, in the area of memory loss, dementia, and Alzheimer's, it is so important to know what you can do to be proactive. And I'm here with Beverly Sanborn, and coming up next, we're going to talk about, you know, what happens in the brain when we forget, and what's this all about, and are there different types of memory loss? All coming up here on Aging Info Radio, and as Beverly said, diet is so important, and the surprising brain foods that I was talking about, here's another one, chicken. How about chicken with heavy vitamin B6, B12, and choline? They are all important in the role in brain health and neuroprotection. Coming up next, we're going to find out about our memories. Stay right here on Aging Info Radio.
Meeting the needs of my family and career are what I prepared for. Caring for my parents was not. So when the time came to consider how they would spend their later years, I was overwhelmed with questions. That's why I turned to Brookdale. With 12 communities in the Chicagoland area offering all senior care options, Brookdale has solutions close to home. So start the conversation about your parents' plans for tomorrow today online at brookdalechicago.com. That's brookdalechicago.com.
Are you a retiree or just about to retire? Let's face it, in today's economy, having the funds to live comfortably in later years is a concern for many people. John O'Connor has been helping retirees for 22 years with hundreds of clients throughout the Chicagoland area. Now, learn from John what others have done to retire safely and securely. You are invited to attend a complimentary workshop in your area with John O'Connor and learn what you need to know to reduce or eliminate market loss, protect assets from creditors and predators, and receive a reasonable rate of interest on your hard-earned money. Private appointments are also available for your convenience. Be informed and start to enjoy a life without the worry of losing your hard-earned money. Call 847-274-2681 for location information and to reserve your seat now. 847-274-2681. That's 847-274-2681. 847-274-2681.
Get it together before it falls apart with a Care Connector Healthcare Binder from Partners in Senior Care. The Care Connector Binder helps you assemble all healthcare information in one simple format. The Care Connector provides peace of mind by keeping all essential medical information accessible at times when you need it most, such as doctor appointments or during times of crisis. Order yours today at partnersinseniorcare.com or call us at 847-548-1330. That's 847-548-1330. Or visit us at partnersinseniorcare.com.
Back to the show, sure to move boomers and seniors forward on their aging journey. Aging Info Radio with Sue Sawacki.
Yes, we're talking about a healthy and fit brain today. And as I was saying, surprising brain foods. Here's an interesting one. Sage. It may improve memory recall and delay cognitive decline. Well, my guest is Beverly Sanborn, and we're going to talk just about that. Maybe not exactly cognitive decline, but memory loss, which may be a category of that cognitive decline. What actually happens in our brain when we forget, Beverly?
Well, I think we need to know memory is a very fragile kind of a concept. Memory, whenever you remember something, if you remember something from your past, every time you remember it, you kind of corrupt the memory a little bit. So memory loss and memory change over time is common for everybody. Everybody has that. What happens when you have a dementing illness like Alzheimer's is that the memory loss is much more profound, and what is lost is what we call the recent memory. What you can remember the name of your kindergarten teacher, and you can remember where you grew up and the names of all your friends, but you can't remember whether or not you had lunch.
Short term.
It's a short term recent memory, yes. And that is caused by changes in the part of the brain we call the hippocampus. But we, with practice, and again with mental fitness, you can actually improve the functioning of your hippocampus. So you need to do exercises that will really stimulate the hippocampus to remember. For example, I would recommend that instead of making lists when you go to the grocery store, don't make the list, or you could write the list, but then remember the list. Make yourself remember what was on that list. Simple kinds of things like that. When you're calling someone on the phone, remember their number instead of writing it down. Make yourself remember all of those digits. Just very simple challenges, if you can do them daily, day in and day out, will help stimulate the brain cells in the hippocampus.
Now, you are right in front of all this. Do you feel that, you know, there's always some decline in memory and it's just like a part of aging?
There is, you know, you can't say 100% everyone. There are always those fabulous exceptions that have absolutely not a shred of decline at all. But the vast majority of us do have decline. And I think part of the decline, part of what happens is that you lose your speed of processing. You just don't process as quickly. And the other is that you need to focus without distractions. You can't handle distraction like you could when you were younger.
Mm-hmm.
But again, with practice, these kinds of changes, although they occur, are not as pronounced. But there is, as you get older, there is some loss. You know, the other problem too is that when you're younger and you're working and you're in a demanding job like your job, you know, a demanding job where you have to think and read and ask questions, you're always using what we call the frontal lobe, the part of the brain that's right behind your forehead, and that can stop when you retire. And you don't have those demands. What you want is to have the demand. You need demands on your brain.
Mm-hmm. So, to stretch it, like you said.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I also have learned that there's, you know, passive and actually active brain fitness.
Well...
Or is there?
I think I would question a little bit on the passive side.
Okay, so you have to do the work is what you're saying.
I just don't think we can get around that work.
You know what I've also heard? This is so crazy, but I've heard it, and I've wondered if it's really true, that if you forget something, you walk in a room and forget something, stop, walk backwards, and you will remember what you walked in there for. Is that a fact or a myth, Beverly?
No, that is a fact.
That is a fact. Oh, that's interesting.
When you forget things like that, you know, you walk into the room, you think, wait a minute, why am I here? Usually what's happened is that you've gotten distracted by, and often it's an emotion.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, it's one of the reasons that if you're experiencing grief or a huge change in your life, you'll find that your memory is not as good. And it's not that your memory is damaged. It's that you're not focusing. See, so much of memory depends on focusing when you're trying to remember something right at the very beginning. That's where most memory goes wrong, is at the very beginning we don't focus enough. And so it never gets transported into our long-term memory. It just fades and vanishes.
You know, the longer that I do shows regarding Health on Aging Info Radio, I realize that, you know, it always comes up the socialization. And I know that you played a key role in the design and implementation at Belmont Village for Circle of Friends.
Yes.
And that is really for the social to help with mild cognitive impairment, correct?
That's right. Well, again, the social, you know, we have the mental fitness component, but it's in a social context. Yes, in fact, I was just talking to someone today who was talking about doing brain games, like you can do luminosity,
right.
Or you can buy books and do brain games, and you do them independently. There's nothing wrong with that. That's very good to do that. But it is more effective when you do it in a group. Partly, I think, it's because the group motivates you mm-hmm. to do more. It's just like going to the gym versus exercising on your own.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it always helps to have a partner there or make a grocery list with your significant other and make each other remember it. There we go. I'm here with Beverly Sanborn. We've got more to come. She's going to give us her words of wisdom for mental fitness and a healthy brain right here on Aging Info Radio coming up next.
What if you could do something today that would make you feel better tomorrow? What if you can wipe your emotional slate clean of past experiences? What if you can end depression, anxiety, pain, old traumas and injuries, sleeplessness, and conditions others couldn't help? What if it took less than 30 minutes in one sitting? Well, emotional liposuction can. Act today and feel better tomorrow. Visit emotionalliposuction.com and dump your junk and move on with your life. All this starts at emotionalliposuction.com. Get your smile back at emotionalliposuction.com.
Erin and Anna here. We're the third generation of Seattle Sutton's Healthy Eating, a family-owned company.
Seattle Sutton's Healthy Eating is not just another weight loss program. We deliver freshly prepared, portion-controlled meals that even include fresh fruits and vegetables.
We do all the work for you, 21 meals for the week that include breakfast, lunch, and dinner delivered to your door.
All of our meals are sodium-restricted, low-cholesterol, and low-fat.
It's a weekly program with no contracts to sign or counseling to attend.
Whether it's weight loss, heart disease, diabetes,
or perhaps convenience for an elderly loved one,
Seattle Sutton's Healthy Eating is your answer.
Delivery available nationwide.
Lose weight and feel great.
Make this your year. Start Seattle Sutton's today. It's your life, your health. Take control.
Call us now at 800-442-DIET. That's 800-442-3438. Or visit SeattleSutton.com.
Wherever you live, you want to feel connected and cared for. That's the environment we create every day at Emeritus at Prospect Heights, one of Chicagoland's highest-rated senior living communities. Our community offers a full range of services from assisted living to skilled nursing. We also offer one of the most successful short-term rehab programs in the area. And now, for a limited time, we are offering value-priced suites. Emeritus Senior Living, where our family is committed to yours. Give them a call at 847-797-2700 or visit us at emeritus.com. Stop in and take a tour.
Sue says, never stop learning. It brings life to your life. And now back to Aging Info Radio.
Yes, I'm here with Beverly Sanborn. She is the Vice President of Program Development for Belmont Village Senior Living. We are talking about brain health and mental fitness today. If you go to belmontvillage.com, click on Circle of Friends, you will find six domains of mental fitness right there for you. Right, Beverly?
Yes.
Yes, that sounds great. Well, I'd like for you to give us your words of wisdom for the day.
Well, my words of wisdom are to keep stressing your brain with mental fitness activities, and that includes physical health, dietary health, and then lots of brain games and lots of discussions, talking about what you've learned. You could talk about what you've learned on this show, and that would be very, very good mental stimulation.
So actually grab a partner and just discuss things that stretch your brain. Right?
Right.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much. And once again, that website is belmontvillage.com. And Beverly, you have a wonderful day.
Thank you.
Thank you for being my guest. And if you are caring for an aging loved one and are starting to feel you need professional help, I highly recommend Partners in Senior Care. They care for your loved one just as if they were your own family member. Call Angie at 847-548-1330. Or visit their website at partnersinseniorcare.com. Give yourself a break and call 847-548-1330. Let's see. My paws pooch this week is Bandita. Known as a busy bee, she is a 1.5-year-old female shepherd mix. One look at this puppy and you will be claiming her. Call Paws Chicago at 773-935-PAWS. And, of course, Bandita is waiting there with her paws crossed for you to come and get her. Yes, Daisy. And if you are considering getting her or any pet or have one, consider getting Healthy Pet Paws pet insurance. It will give you peace of mind. And AgingInfoRadio.com has made it very easy. Go to our website. This Healthy Paws pet insurance offers unlimited benefits. I said yes, unlimited, no caps on any costs, and very rarely is this offered with their competitive rates. And if you go to AgingInfoRadio.com and you click on the Healthy Paws logo, going through our site will give you a 10% discount for the lifetime of your policy, all at AgingInfoRadio.com. And we also help you at Aging Info Radio with referrals or resources in the aging, elder care, boomer, or senior industry. I think in the last month, I've probably received 5 personal calls from people that are looking for help with their aging loved ones. And if you are one of those, please do give us a call at 866-560-3965. And we'll help you the best that we can. And if you've missed any of our show today, it will be up on podcast along with our guest information, all at AgingInfoRadio.com. And thank you to my guests, Stephen, Jeffrey, and Beverly. And I am Susan Wacky, your host. And until we meet again, this is my message to you. On an American goodbye note, I believe it is all of our responsibility to take care of our seniors, many of whom are the foundation of our country, and may their strength and dedication be passed on for generations to come.
That was
Aging Info Radio, presented by Emeritus Senior Living Communities. For boomers and seniors aging, but not growing old. Be sure to catch us again next Sunday as we continue our conversations that will keep us all moving forward on our aging journey, right here on AM 560, The Answer.
Hi, this is Steve DeJohn, president of the DeJohn Advisory Team. If you're a baby boomer retiree, I invite you to visit our website, yourretirementcheck.com. Listen to the following client examples. A 50-year-old rolls over a $250,000.